As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, don't forget, we have a Reardon Roundtable coming up on Friday. It will be my last roundtable for a couple of weeks because I'm heading off with listeners to the Greek Islands this Sunday. But this Friday, Jane will be on the... I kind of just throw that in to kind of rub it in that I'm going to be off on the Greek Islands. But Jane will be here, Steve Butts, and Sean Flower, the mayor of Eureka. I have an audio cut of the day coming up here before the end of the hour. We've been spending a fair amount of time the last 2 days on the case of Mahmoud versus Taylor, the Montgomery County Public School District in Maryland that went up before the Supreme Court yesterday. Bethany Mandel is with us. She wrote a book pretty much about this very topic called Stolen Youth, How Radicals Are Erasing Innocence and Indoctrinating a Generation. She's always one of my favorite guests. I'm kind of sucking up to you, Bethany. She contributes to the Deseret News. How are you? Welcome back. It's been a little while. How are you doing?
I know. It's been too long. So it's actually interesting. I toot my own horn a little bit, but I just think it's really exciting. I was the first national journalist to cover this story over 2 years ago for the Free Press, actually. So this was a follow-up piece to me sort of breaking the story to a national audience when all of these protests first started 2 years ago.
Well, and you know what? I'm probably pretty sure that you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. You know, the significance of this case. So this is one of those things, and I want you to address maybe some of the background here because I want the audience to know where we are. But honestly, every time I talk about this, I think I get a little bit more angry. I know the focus of the legal case before the court is on a religious exemption, but I even think I heard Elena Kagan say yesterday, hey, maybe more than just a religious exemption. What are you doing here with young kids, three, four, five years old with this material?
Yes. Yeah. No, you don't have to be religious to think that kids don't need to be doing a word search about leather and bondage and sex workers at 3, 4 years old. You just have to have sort of common sense. I was joking with Holly. Who was it? Oh, no. You know what? I was watching Greg Gutfeld, and he said, you know, it takes something else to have Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Mormons, and Orthodox Jews all joining together to fight you. And I congratulate Montgomery County Public Schools because they've achieved the impossible. They've done that.
You know, I highlighted a piece that was in the New York Times earlier on the show, and I had missed this originally, but it was a woman, and she's no conservative. She's a flaming liberal and progressive. But she wrote in criticism of this, basically saying it didn't have to happen. So I want you to give a little background here. Go back to 2 years ago, because this school district became very, very stubborn. They could have done an opt-out. They decided to fight this in court, and now it looks like they're going to get their asses handed to them.
Yeah. So they decided mid-year to take away the ability of these parents to opt out. And they claimed during the oral arguments yesterday that they had too many parents pulling their kids out. And so the normal reaction would be, wow, then we should maybe change gears.
Yeah.
But Montgomery County Public Schools' reaction was, we should remove their ability to pull their kids out. And they spent 2 years of board meetings completely fixated on this issue. Meanwhile, Maryland has absolutely tanked in every single educational ranking, math scores, English scores, you name it. Only 55% of MCTS students are reading on grade level. And you have to keep in mind that for the kids that were learning how to read during COVID, it's much lower. So 55%, though, when the next couple, you know, grades, they graduate, mm-hmm. that number is going to go down even further. The close to $2 million that they've spent on this case, perhaps it could have been better used trying to figure out how to fix what they broke during COVID, because Maryland, the state of Maryland, we had the schools closed longest, and MCPS was closed even longer than the average Maryland public school.
What wasn't the message from Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday, basically, if you don't like this, take your kids to private school? I mean, that's essentially what she said. I'm not even paraphrasing, yes. Am I?
I think it's a great advertisement for school choice, because I agree people should be able to move their children to private schools, but not at the expense of, you know, them not being able to use the public schools. But I remember when people used to say, check your privilege. Why doesn't she check her privilege? Because the vast majority of the parents in this case are poor Muslim immigrants who are first generation, who many of whom don't speak English as a first language.
Right. Yeah, that's what's incredible. So what was your take on the arguments yesterday? Because, you know, I played some of the audio. It didn't seem like it went very well at all for the school district. Even the attorney kind of backed into a corner by Gorsuch and some of the others yesterday. And then I kind of mentioned Elena Kagan, who was a little bit more in the middle mm-hmm. than maybe we've seen her mm-hmm. before.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it went extraordinarily badly for MCPS. And not for a lack of them having over a dozen lawyers helping them on the brief. The facts of the case are really, really bad for MCPS, and there was nothing that the lawyer could do to change the
right.
fact that this was just glaring. And Justice Kavanaugh said, why did you choose this hill to die on? And it's because, and why I covered it so closely, Montgomery County, Maryland is in the outskirts of Washington, D.C., and it's used as a test case by teachers unions, by education activists, to see how far they can go. And I ran for school board here, and that was part of my fundraising pitch for people outside of Montgomery County, because I said, you will be made to care. By what they're doing here, you will be made to care what they can pull off. And so I'm as certain as I can be that the Supreme Court is going to deliver a pretty decisive victory on behalf of the parents. But I hope it sends a message to school boards around the country that, like, you can't unilaterally decide that you know better than parents.
You know, I made this analogy a little earlier, but let me test the waters here on this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So I have a 10-year-old daughter who's in the grade school district here, Rockwood. And, you know, there's really not been anything along these lines. There's been a little bit, you know, you kind of pay attention to the curriculum, but they haven't gotten too crazy. However, we have a couple of, you know, suburbs here where things could get a little crazy. I always mention Webster Groves and Kirkwood. So is this particular area in Maryland, are they super touchy-feely and liberal, or is that not necessarily the case?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense,
Oh, my God.
Right?
It's insane.
Right.
It's insane. During COVID, we had people who had lawn signs. Thank you, Anthony Fauci.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. It's Webster Groves, Missouri. I just wanted to paint the picture for the audience so they knew what we were up against here. Well, it is fascinating, and I think that the court, I don't know that there's even a doubt right now how they're going to rule when this comes out in late May or June, but it's fascinating and does cross over into this area that you've written about extensively in the book.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's part of this entire assault on parental rights. And what's really disturbing and disappointing about this is, first of all, they called all of these Muslim immigrant parents white supremacists and bigots.
That came
from the school board, that came from county council members, and it was mentioned yesterday during the oral arguments. But they really victimized people who did not understand the system. At one point, they closed the school board meetings and they locked people out. I filed a lawsuit against MTPS that's still pending because they violated my rights as a journalist by violating the Open Meetings Act. They blocked me on Twitter. Same thing. There was an MTPS Pride account that blocked me. So this county is just lighting taxpayer money on fire to like make a stand on their religion. And this is their religion, and they're violating actual sincere religious beliefs in order to try to indoctrinate an entire generation.
Bethany, do you know Megan Stack, who wrote that piece that I mentioned for the New York Times? Are you familiar with her at all?
I don't.
Okay. Did you read that piece?
I didn't. No.
I didn't find it until today, but I'll mention it because at the end, here's what she says. And again, she gets a little progressive in there. She's not offended by any of this, but she understands, at least from what she wrote, why some people would be. And she is disappointed because she said this didn't have to go to the Supreme Court. She said, here in Montgomery County, everyone went to war. Nobody has moved on. Either the school district or the religious parents will prevail at the Supreme Court. And one group of families, either the pious or the LGBTQ, will feel the judgment as a disenfranchisement and a sign that people like them are not wanted at school. And that's a shame because, agree with them or not, they all stood up for their values. We can kind of argue about that last part. But her point, I think, is this has been ugly in your community, right? And it's likely to not get better after this ruling.
Yeah, no, it's really ugly and it's really hateful. We had an elected county council member. His name is Evan Glass, who, by the way, doesn't have children. Out there supporting, the progressive activists who were out there yesterday. They've really created a lot of animosity and a lot of hatred that didn't need to exist. People could have just been allowed to opt their own children out, because it's all they were asking, not to change the curriculum, just to opt their own child out of this curriculum.
And they were doing that, but then they said, again, going back to the messaging, and I can't remember which justice said this yesterday, they realized that so many parents were opting out, they didn't want to do it anymore. But that should kind of be a reflection of why parents are saying we're opting out.
That's
that many people are opting out of anything. I don't care if it's calculus. Maybe you sit back and say, wait a second, maybe we should do this a little differently, right?
Yep. What's going on?
Unbelievable. Well, Bethany, thanks for writing about this. Thanks for kind of breaking that story a couple years ago. It was great to catch up with you. I think that we feel pretty good about where the justices are going to go. But again, it's one of those things to me, and this is happening a lot. It's happening with Abrego Garcia. I literally torture myself thinking, how in the world can someone who is fair look at this, no matter who you are in the alphabet mafia, and say that's appropriate for kids?
Yep, that's right.
Craziness. Bethany Mandel, thank you.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
We'll see you later. It's just nuts. I keep thinking how, and I've mentioned this before, I have gay friends who are just as opposed to this, and they think it's ridiculous as well. But why someone in Montgomery County, Maryland, thought that they're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court? Now, mind you, and we didn't address this with Bethany, they've won at the lower court.
Yeah.
So the parents have lost all along. They take it to the high court, and it doesn't look like they're going to lose this time. We'll come back. We got audio cut of the day coming up here before we wrap the show on a Wednesday evening.
Get more at 971talk.com.